We're at the drought meeting in Omaha today and talking to Steve Wellman, president of the American Soybean Association. Steve is from Syracuse, Nebraska. Steve, I wanted to ask you about the farm bill situation now. Congress will come back after the elections, of course, for the lame duck session. So from ASA standpoint, what are you hoping to see?
Well, we certainly hope that the the House of Representatives takes up the farm bill, the bill that's been out of their ag committee, and pass that farm bill and get it to conference committee, and so that the differences can be worked out at that point in time, and then that we end up with a final approved five-year bill as we move into 2013.
Are you optimistic that's going to happen in the lame duck?
Well, yeah, I think, I am, but I think we have to be also. The alternatives really don't make any sense. And to have the bill expired like we have now, we see some foreign market development funds that we utilize for market development overseas to make sure we have access to markets and a place for our soybeans in particular in our case. But those funds will have expired and will run out on October 1st. Other portions of the credit guarantee program that's expired, so there's definitely hazards here of potential losing market and not being able to continue our programs that we have in our global markets to continue to meet their needs and develop other markets yet too as we move along through the future. But really it's a bill that there's a lot of good things in it. I mean, there's improvements in crop insurance included in the new legislation, the proposed legislation. There's a reduction in the cap of the Conservation Reserve Program that lowers that cap, so there's cost savings there, brings more acres back into production on a gradual basis. And really, in response to the drought that we have and the discussion that we've had here today about what steps can we take to alleviate some of the damage that's been done by the dry weather and the lack of forages, the lack of grain production and soybean production, bring some of those CRP acres back into production that can be used for either grain or forage, and have those accessible to our livestock industry here and our processors here in the United States. That's a great option. The market development programs that I mentioned, to continue those research as we look forward to meeting the needs of the growing need of in the world. Protein needs are expected to increase 75% by 2025. And soybeans will play a huge part in meeting that demand for protein, either through the soybeans themselves for human consumption or through livestock and the protein that through the meat products and poultry products. So there's all kinds of aspects of the new bill that really, really match up well with what we need to do, the certainty that we need, and the programs that to move us forward and to meet the needs of our consumers, the farmers, and our industry.
As far as this meeting here today, talking about the drought, the impact it's having on agriculture and rural communities, are you hearing anything new or anything that kind of sticks out in your mind?
Well, I think we've heard, I'm not sure there's anything new. I know, just being a livestock producer myself, a cattle producer, I've seen the damage done to my pastures and my alfalfa, the forage, and I think that's the biggest immediate need is the livestock sector and the feed needs for cattle and poultry and pork. I think we're going to see some pullback in numbers. We've already seen that from the drought in Texas last year in the cattle industry. We've seen a lot of cows go to market. We've seen a drop in number there. I think, as from the grain perspective, I think we'll see some demand destruction, and we've seen it already. But I think it really won't. We won't see the final effect maybe until next year, and that depends on when's it going to rain again next, and how much farther does this drought really extend into the future, what the real impact and the long-term impact is. But have Secretary Vilsack here, and this is one of the first of four meetings that they're having on workshops on the drought. I think it's great that he's out here with, along with a lot of his counterparts within the U.S. government and the local governments to hear input from the producers and other concerned citizens.
You mentioned the demand destruction, and that's something maybe people don't think about longer term as much, just what impact that could have on the grains and the soybeans.
Yeah, and that's a question we really can't answer at this point in time, I don't think, yet. You know, we'll have to wait and see, but obviously the livestock, it takes a little time to build that back up. When they do get to a situation where the feed supply is sufficient and they can get back into business and be in a profitable business at that point in time, you can't expect livestock producers or anybody in this industry to continue to operate when they're not profitable, and that's not sustainable. And so to respond to that, we need to increase production. I think we need to respond as well as we can from the grain and the soybean sector next year to increase our production. I think we're ready to do that. We're going to need help from Mother Nature to respond to that. And then there's just still other concerns that we've had in the past. Once we get the grain, is our transportation system still is an issue? How to address that? There's a lot of this goes back to government policy, and policy that we've worked on for years, especially when we talk about infrastructure. And it's frustrating to get to the point where we've have legislation in place. We don't have the appropriations to do the work that needs to be done. But really, if our policymakers won't listen at a point in time like we have now, I mean, this is the time where they really need to set up and take notice and hear the message about getting the five-year farm bill, getting the certainty of the five-year policy, looking at our infrastructure, make the investment that needs to take place, and really build our economy, and build not only the ag economy but the economy of the United States.